Hey, Story Pillar friends, it's me, Meg. Grown-ups, just a heads up, you may want to listen to this week's episode with your children. Instead of our usual sneak attack, Sneak, Bean, Sparky, and I are going to talk about a health-related interruption to Story Pillar's third season. We're all fine, but we will be taking an unexpected break, and we want to make sure our listeners understand why. If you or they have questions, feel free to shoot us an email at info@storypillar.com or visit the contact page at storypillar.com. Okay, ready for the show? Hey, Story Pillar friends. It's me, Meg.
And Bean.
And Sneak.
And Little Miss Sparky Shorts. Where's your bushy giant chicken cutie Woody?
We were all set to blast off into season 3.
Like a rooster on a robo-rocket roller coaster.
Yep, but unfortunately, my left ear has gotten a little sick, and I'm unable to hear out of it properly, which, as you can imagine, makes it pretty hard to record and prepare Story Pillar episodes.
Poor Maggie Peggy Eggie.
Thanks, Sneak. This was a surprising change and definitely a little scary, but after visiting my doctor and getting more information, I know that my ear is going to be fine. It just needs a little bit of medicine and a lot of rest.
And soup! Spaghetti soup, peanut butter soup, no, jelly, sausage, donut, pizza, gummy, centipede soup with sprinkles on top. Get ready, Tiny Teddy, Chef Sneaky Spoon and Sparky Cakes at your service.
Thanks, Sneak.
Anyway, we'll be like putting season 3 on pause for the month of March while Meg's ear is like chilling and getting better.
And slurping soup.
Ew, ears don't like eat soup, Sneak.
Supersonic slime blasting alien ears do. Open up, Buttercup.
Okay. So, even though you'll have to, like, wait a bit longer for the rest of season 3, we'll still check in with you each week to say hi and, like, give you something fun to listen to.
Like me and Sparky's trumpet, bagpipe, techno, disco, rock band practice, or our armpit fart noise, burp the ABC's backwards competitions. Ready?
Since we, like, actually want Meg's ear to heal and not break into a bajillion pieces, we'll probably just stick to some of our favorite non-insanely loud Story Pillar episodes.
Yep, we're calling them our ear-cooperation episodes. Get it? Like, recuperation. And we'll even share a few great stories from some of our best pod friends, like Dork Tales, ABC Story Sisters, and Sleep Tight Stories.
And then, Tiny Hens, get your chicken toes ready to do-si-do, because we'll be backy-wacky at the beginning of April with the rest of Story Pillars Season 3. Season 3.
With stories about, like, giant magical crawfish and seals forced to play soccer and loud, hyperactive little brothers. Not that anyone here knows what that's like or anything.
That's right. And if you have any questions, story replay suggestions, or want to know how my ear's feeling, have your grown-up shoot us an email at info@storypillar.com or visit the contact page at storypillar.com. We'd love to hear from you. Oh, and grown-ups, we also threw some resources for talking to kids about illness and change in the episode notes, just in case they might come in handy.
Okay, so like for today, since Meg was feeling a little anxious when her ear started acting wonky, we're gonna take another listen to an episode from season 1 of Story Pillar that I actually listen to whenever I'm having trouble dealing with something scary or like all of a sudden different. Thermometer check 2. Feeling worried. Hopefully it will help us all feel a little better, especially you, Meg.
Thanks, Bean. And listeners, thank you to all of you for your patience and understanding while I rest and get better. Sneak, Bean, Sparky, and I love sharing stories, silliness, and sticky situations with you, and we can't wait to get back at it.
Okie dokie, karaoke. Get your tiny little human ears ready for a manometer check blast from the past. With soup.
Sneak. No soup.
Soup. Hey, it's me, Bean. I'm a butterfly. So, anyway, I'm here again by myself. It's hard for me to talk about how I'm feeling. So Meg suggested that I do a mini episode where I check in with my mind and my body and try to get a handle on how I'm feeling, I guess. So it's kind of like checking the thermometer, but like it's feelings and my name's Bean. So I'm calling them binometer checks. And you should follow along too and do a, I don't know what your name is, but like fill in the blank ometer check. Okay, let's take a deep breath and get started with our check-in. Deep breath in. Out. Okay, how am I feeling? Okay, so if I check in with my mind, it feels a little fuzzy. It feels a little, I don't know, like bees are flying around inside, kind of fuzzy. I don't really like it. If I check in with my body, I mean, my heartbeat feels a little faster today than last time. Okay, even a little faster now. My hands feel a little sweaty. My stomach feels a little bit wobbly, like not quite like I'm gonna throw up, but like maybe. My face, oh man, my nose and mouth are all crinkled up. I think I'm feeling worried. I have a Lego robotics competition tomorrow at school, and I guess I'm kind of worried about that. Yeah, I'm all squeezed up. I do not like this feeling. I wish I could get unworried. You know what? Meg told me about this thing that she does when she's feeling worried. So she like imagines her worries as like little creatures with eyeballs and antenna or whatever. And then she imagines herself strapping them into a rocket ship and sending her worries like into the deepest corner of like the universe. I think I'm gonna try it. And maybe you wanna try it too if you're feeling worried. Okay. So, I think I'm mostly worried about making a mistake and having people laugh at me. So, this worry is like, I don't know, a purple monster with three eyeballs. Now I'm going to strap it in. Click, click. Okay, there you go. Have a good trip. And I'm going to close the door. Okay, 3, 2, 1, blast off. Okay, I know it's not for real or anything, but I feel a little better. Like that worry isn't weighing me down. Okay, well, now that we've sent our worries away on rocket ships, maybe we should do our check-in again and see if we're feeling better. Ready? How are you feeling now? How does your body look, feel, and sound when you're feeling this way? Do you like this feeling? What makes you feel this way? Okay, that's it for our binometer check. Our binometer reading was worried, but better, thanks to tiny rockets. If you want to share about this or any other feeling, have your grown-up check out the contact page at storypillar.com. Grown-ups, you can check out the episode notes for a link to our Ko-fi page and also for some resources about kids and feelings. Okay, I think that's it. Thanks for coming and checking on your feelings with me. It's hard, and it's a lot easier with you here to help me. So, bye. Come back next time if you want to.